about to get underway in the third term here with Team Black 5-2-32, leading Team Orange 5-1-31.
Just a question off our live chat. Barmy, what do you expect to see from Travis Varko this year as opposed to in the past at Geelong?
Oh, similar to what we've got before. He's been a damn good player at Geelong. He's trained especially well this year, so hopefully even more. But he's an exhilarating player. Competes really hard, very quick, beautiful player when he's going well. So let's hope we get a fair bit out of him.
Talk a lot about the development of players, but tell us about this coaching group and where you see it at in there. I guess meshing together to form a team at all levels that can coach the team at the top, but also continue to nurture and develop young talent as well.
Yeah, they've got a tough job because they've just got it's. One-on-one coaching is still the most important thing we do in this game, and that's what we've got to get them to do. But also coaching the team in the way we need the team to play in terms of patterns and structures and all that sort of stuff. But from what I can see, they're doing a terrific job. But Nathan's got a very good vision for what he wants, and the other blokes are all very much bought into it and working very hard at it. So I guess you'd say that everywhere you went, but I'm really pleased with the way they're going at this stage.
Mason Cox taking contested grab inside 50, and this is a really intriguing insight tonight into what he might be able to bring to the table in time in the black and white stripes. Comes in, let's see how his kicking technique is. On the right boot, pretty good mechanically, didn't quite get the finish, misses. So Team Black with the behind, they move to 5-3-33, Team Orange 5-1-31.
Barmy, tell us Mason Cox, we've been talking about him a bit tonight, but how much work he needs between, well, now and to maybe make a senior berth sometime into the future?
Oh, yeah, certainly. We wouldn't be worrying too much about when he plays senior footy, but it could be sooner rather than later, but who knows. But he's certainly got a fantastic appetite for the game and for learning it. Coming from Texas, he obviously never even seen it before. He runs well. He's learnt to kick pretty well. And he's got, a great appetite for actually playing. So he could be something special because he is 6'7" or something. He's very, very tall.
Speaking of something special, we've seen Dane Swan go from halfback, a couple of handball receives along the way and just slot it beautifully from 40. That is all class from Dane Swan.
Seen it before, haven't we?
We have, time after time. He just does it easy as you like. Just a stroll for him out here today.
Yeah, we've been really pleased with him. He's worked very hard. He had several little problems at the end of last year, and he's had the surgery, etc. And we're really pleased with the way he's going.
Orange to 6-1-37 on the back of Dane Swan's first goal this evening. Team Black 5-2-32. Barmy, before we let you go, you did post an update on the website of the players that are injured and missing tonight's game, but in particular the two ACLs. We had Brent McCaffrey on before, but also Matt Scharenberg. Talking off air earlier today, he's making really steady progress in his return.
Yeah, we're really pleased with him. Obviously, we're not going to rush anything, but he's probably ahead of where he expected to be even. So he's doing, you know, a lot of stuff. So he won't be all that far away. And I would never put a time on it because you don't want to put that sort of pressure on him. But we're really pleased with the way he's going.
And just quickly, Darcy Moore, a toe. Far off playing some footy at one of the levels.
If he were 30, he'd probably be playing, if you know what I mean. But we've just got to look after that. But no, he's feeling pretty good. He's in front of it as well. He was running at it before. He looked terrific. So he won't be that far away either, I think. Oh, I hesitate to say 2 to 3 weeks.
Yes. TBC, indefinite that. Or test. Test works for everything. Barmy, right. Thank you so much. A busy night. Your time on the coverage on Collingwood Radio. Neil Barm, GM of footy for the Magpies. Started with a chair, might start or end up breaking a headset. So play back underway here with Team Orange with ball in hand and moving it around the Amy Park side of the ground. They'll get it now to centre wing. Half volley pickup required, and it's good too from Elliott. He goes around the body looking for Jesse White. The big man gathers eventually. He's got a man forward of the footy here and rushes it that way by foot towards Varko. It goes through the feet of Tuvey. Fasolo needs to be clean. Bunny hops it. Handball off to Armstrong. That is Shark though. It was Varko and Scott Pendlebury who's done a power of work tonight. He gathers the footy, handball off, and now it'll be Team Black together from halfback.
Yeah, and Karnesis getting plenty of it. Degoe, he's had a pretty good game tonight, Pies fans. He's getting plenty of footy, and looks a very likely type as he kicks inside 50. Ball off hands, going to be picked up by Team Orange, and they've got a chance to rebound. Armstrong gets the handball across. He gets across the ground looking for Cloak, takes the mark and runs on two. He's in the middle of the ground here at Olympic Park, and he kicks long, high and deep inside the 50. Clash of bodies. Everything okay there, Elliot? Just tunnelling back for Solo, just trying to tap into space. Nothing doing. Varco couldn't pick it up cleanly. Off hands, Pendlebury injecting himself into the contest. But a quick kick out of the pack, heading towards goal, is a behind. Just try and pick up that player. Might have been Sidebottom who picked that up. Quick kick out of the pack results in just the one behind. As Team Black look to get on with things pretty quickly. As right, it is night time. These lights are excellent. I know we're still in dusk mode, but you've got the big light towers here. This is just a wonderful facility for this team, Nige.
Yep, and who knows, you might see some more VFL footy here in time as Patrick Carnese has squeezed the kick forward, marked in the chest by Freeman. It was inadvertently tapped out of his hands by Ryan Pendlebury, and umpires getting their practice in tonight. A 50-metre penalty paid first of the evening, and it takes second-year Magpie Nathan Freeman to half-forward. He'll steer a kick inside 50. And this man's had a very good evening at the office as well as he looks to top off his VFL preseason. Ben Maloney, been an excellent player in the Magpies VFL squad for the past couple of years, to kick on the right boot from about 40 metres out, right forward pocket to the Hisense Arena or Olympic Boulevard end.
We should mention too, the VFL side has a number of practice matches coming up in the Peter Jackson VFL alongside the NAB Challenge, obviously.
He's a raking left foot kick, Ben Maloney, and makes no mistake there. So he now has two goals and the goal either side of half-time for Maloney. So Team Black get themselves back in front, 6-2-38. Team Orange, 6-1-37. And Pete, got a decent old campaign of practice matches, the VFL side. Four, in fact, leading into, of course, round one against North Ballarat.
And all over the place too. So the 14th of March, Geelong down at Simmons Stadium. Then Thursday, March 26th, Richmond at Punt Road Oval. That's a 5:30 start there for the VFL side. Saturday, April 4, Casey, right here at Olympic Park, 10:30 a.m. start there. And then the 11th of April, North Ballarat at Victoria Park, a 12:30 start for that one. And then that's handy because round one, Sunday, April 19, North Ballarat up at Eureka Stadium, and that's a 1:30 start for that game for the Collingwood VFL side as Team Orange look to go deep inside the 50. Almost the one-handed mark there for Fasolo. He's pushed off the footy. Ball off hands. Now an opportunity again for Team Orange. And that looks like another goal. Looks like Goldsack has kicked it. And he has. That's his first for this evening. And just keeping things pretty even at the moment, these two teams. One side gets up and then the other side works its way back. As it is a waiting for the scores to come through. What are we looking at? 7-1-43. Plays 6-3-39. So Orange leading Black, 43-39. We haven't actually got a scoreboard here at Olympic Park. That might be one thing if we are playing VFL footy here in the future.
And of course, being an intra club, scores not often too important for people, but at least for tracking the contest this evening and perhaps some of the goal kickers, we are at least doing it here on Collingwood Radio. Olympic Park Oval at the Westpac Centre is the venue. Lights on, and it is a wonderful night for footy, as it should be in the middle of February, and a pretty good contest as well from an intra club perspective as Collingwood round out their 2015 pre-season preparations ahead of next Thursday night's NAB Challenge match against Hawthorn at Aurora Stadium in Launceston. And for Victorian-based Magpie fans, if you're not making the trek to Lonnie next week, you'll get to see the team twice throughout the NAB Challenge. Bendigo, the venue, against Carlton, and then rounding out preparations against the Western Bulldogs at Etihad Stadium. Ben Kennedy steers that kick wide out of bounds, right in front of the coaching and support staff who are on the athletics track centre wing on that Westpac centre side of the ground. Jesse White with a two-handed tap down. Taylor Adams working hard. Handball free was really neat. Here's Hellier, VFL captain, just couldn't get his hands to the footy for the handball as the tackle was laid on him. So it'll be a free kick away of the Orange squad. Williams, nice kick as well. Tyson Goldsack playing that hit-up forward role this evening. Marks in front of Marley Williams. Centre wing, Westpac centre side of the ground. His kick Might be Sharkey. Langdon read it well in flight. We saw that plenty of times in 2014. Couldn't complete the mark. Swan gathers. Back to Goldsack. Shrug at the tackle of Freeman. Hands off again. Now into the hands of Swan. Point of the square at half forward. It somehow followed him. It's magnetic, that footy. And finds its way to Travis Cloak inside 50. Squares the kick. It had to be centimetre perfect. It almost was. Chance now for Elliott. Handball over the top into traffic. Getting boot to ball is Kennedy. And he gets the finish. Really nice play from Ben Kennedy. He's had a good night at the office. He has his first. And Team Orange with back-to-back goals. Out to a 10-point advantage. 8-1-49, Team Black 6-3-39. We're about halfway through this third term of this intra-club clash.
Yeah, good hands too to pick up that footy. He just threw it straight on. As soon as the ball was on him, just threw it straight onto the boot. That's good awareness then. Good awareness too by Travis Cloak. We're seeing all the usual suspects here for the Pies. Having a good time out here. It's good to see. I think the signs are positive early for this side.
Yeah, more than I think. A healthy squad, as Neil Bum mentioned, 36 players in the contest this evening. Some playing some limited game time, but certainly I think the touch, the body contact, and to an extent the skill level is there that augurs well, hopefully, for a good showing, not just next Thursday night, but throughout 2015.
Exactly. I think expectations will be high here for this Collingwood side in 2015, as the ball goes across the ground. Opportunity for Team Black. Langdon get the handball across, finding Mason Cox, who found Karnesis, who kicks the ball up towards half forward, marking contest. DeGoey does well on the left, trying to bring the ball back. It's deep to the goal square. It's bouncing. Is that bounced through? No, through for a behind from DeGoey, who's shown a bit, I think, tonight. Nige, talk about the new recruits coming into the side. He's certainly, for mine, been one of the most more impressive.
Pick five in the NAB AFL draft of 2014 for that reason, Pete. A half forward flank midfield type, and also, of course, been handed the number 35 Guernsey, which has been worn by a couple of handy types throughout Collingwood history. Expect we will see Jordan DeGoey, if everything goes well for him over the next few weeks, playing senior footy early in 2015. This man will as well. Travis Varko with pace. Little shimmy. Handball forward looking for Kennedy, who kicked a really good goal earlier. Gathers the footy. Nice by hand. Off to Fasolo. Just finds the right boot around the body. Great finish from Alex Fasolo. Another thing we're hoping to see plenty of in 2015 after a couple of injury-riddled seasons. He has his first of the evening, and it's three in a row to Team Orange. They're out to 9-1-55, Team Black 6-3-39, as we approach three-quarter time in this intra-club clash.
Yeah, now things really starting to open up with both of these teams. 20-minute quarters, as we mentioned, and things have cooled down, obviously, with the sun going down, but it was expected to be a bit humid this evening, but not as humid as what I was expecting heading in. Thank you for that, Nige. Switching me off.
Got the wrong one. Barmy's mic might still be on.
A few players have switched teams too, Nige. We might just quickly run through those.
Yeah, Jared Blair and Adam Oxley, which we mentioned off the top in Team Orange, have switched to Team Black. Coming back the other way, Patrick Karnesis and Lockie Keefe have gone from Team Black to Team Orange.
As Swan extracts from the middle of the ground for Team Orange, kicking inside the 50. Coming out to meet it, Saltley was for Solo. He's met by Ramsey. Kennedy getting in there for Team Orange. He was taken high. He will take the free kick for Team Orange at half forward. Wants to go on with it quickly. He's going to kick long and high. Looking for Cloak. Won't get anywhere near him. Quick kick out of the pack. Bouncing footy. Bouncing. Near the line, it's over. And we'll have it thrown in. That took an eternity just to turn. And it turned pretty much along that boundary line. Karnesis trying to keep the ball in. Now deep into attack for Team Orange. Putting a bit of a break on. Grundy over the back. Couldn't quite get hands to it. Pendlebury's there. He lost a handle on it. But Swan slicing through around one. Shot at goal is a good one. Geez, playing well, Dane Swan. He just sliced through there. Got around the would-be tackler as easy as you like. And that's just classic Dane Swan, isn't it?
Certainly is. 190 goals in his 236 AFL games, and two in this quarter, and they've been both absolute peaches. Oh. Both from very different situations of play, as you mentioned, Pete. The goal earlier on where he effectively started the passage of play from half back, ran down, had three possessions in the chain to eventually finish it. And that one there where he was able to, as we've seen time and time again, work his way out of traffic, get clear air, and then get the finish.
So 61 plays 39, Team Orange leading Team Black here on Collingwood Radio tonight. Good crowd, as we mentioned, over the other side of the ground, but just a wonderful night for footy all round.
And here's Dane Swan again. He is going to probably come out of the game sometime in the final term. That's the schedule we've received. Alan Tubby and Brendan Abbott, incidentally, their nights should be done.
Yeah, that's so other players can actually get a go tonight.
Swan's kick finds Jesse White. He'll line up 45 out, slight angle to the Yarra River end of the ground. Jesse White in Team Orange this evening. Kicked a goal in the second term. Really important season for Jesse White after, of course, crossing from the Sydney Swans. 89 games, 93 goals, and a behind there. So he has won one on the evening. 10-2-62, Team Orange. Team Black 6-3-39 as we approach the end of the third quarter here in this 2015 Collingwood Intra-Club on Collingwood Radio through collingwoodfc.com.au and the Collingwood iPhone and Android apps.
As this ball heading deep outside the 50 for Team Black. Waiting to get hands on it now. They've got some runners. Thomas, who just kicks up the line, trying to find someone in space. It's a little congested on that outer side. Adam's got hands to it. It's tracking towards the line and it's over. I love what's happening here. We've got Sam who's doing the live chat. And I'm relying on him for the scores, but I've just looked over and he's relying on us for the scores. So everyone's just looking at everyone else to try and get the accurate scores going on here. We probably needed to coordinate that a little bit earlier tonight. Grundy got the tap down for Team Orange. It was uncontested in the end. Broomhead through his hands. He's just got a paddle in front of him. Kennedy getting involved too. He's wrapped up in the tackle. Ball on the deck. No one can break clear. It's on that Amy Park side of the ground. As the umpire steps in. And I think it'll actually be a throw-in. It was very, very close to the boundary line. And that is what's going to happen. Into attack for Team Orange. They've been doing all the attacking in this third quarter. As Grundy again with the front position, getting the tap down. And again, it marches towards the line. And we'll have it thrown in again.
So the lights effectively taking full effect now here with the sun pretty much set. 8:30 Melbourne time. And the lights of Amy Stadium blinking as Team Orange go into attack. But a nice intercept grab taken by Tom Langdon. We saw that plenty in 2014 as he made a real run at the NAB Rising Star. And of course, he'll be hoping for a good second season. Kick there, though, chopped off. Spinning around is Fasolo from centre-half forward. Just shins one into the hands of guess who, Dane Swan. He's 52 out, assesses the options, kicks off a step and finds Tim Broomhead, who took the step. He's played on. He'll now need to assess his options from the left forward pocket. Elects to shoot long, deep, getting back with the fist. Will it be Swan off the ground? No. Jackson Ramsey able to rush it over the line for a behind. So Team Orange to 10-3, 63, four straight goals ahead of Team Black, 6-3-39. Team Orange with the last four goals in this contest.
And Langdon doing the kicking in for Team Black. He goes long outside the 50. No one can take the mark. It's going to come straight back in again here for Team Orange. Chain of handballs. And eventually they find some space. Long kick deep into the forward pocket. Frost the front position for Team Black. Just punching that ball over the line. We'll have it thrown in deep into attack for Team Orange. And we're deep into this third quarter. 20-minute quarters here if you're just joining us. As 63 plays 39. Orange leading Black. Inter-club footy here at Olympic Park. It looks an absolute picture as Team Black look to kill it clear. But the turnover is on. And there are going to be plenty of players across half-back picking up plenty of possessions, I suspect. Coming up as we move into this final quarter, Travis Barco swoops onto the ball. He takes the mark. He looks for Goldsack and finds him. 55 from goal. Just a nice little step around his opponent. His kick for Cloak is too big. It's over the boundary line. We'll have it thrown in. Travis just throwing his head back. Frustration. Just couldn't get the mitts to it.
He's had a good duel with Jack Frost this evening. Two goals for Travis Cloak, but Frost also able to halve a few contested situations as well. He's had some good service at time, Travis Cloak, as Josh Thomas gets a clearing kick here for Team Black. It was to a two-on-one, but Lockie Keefe was able to win the day. He marks in front of VFL listed player Tim Allen. On centre wing, Westpac centre side of the ground. Big Queenslander will square it up. Finds Freeman. Assesses his options. Squares it to centre half back. And you might see them spread play to that Amy Park side. But Frost elects to come back to our broadcast side. And here's DeGoey. He'll chip one forward. Nice mark going back with the flight there. Taken by Maloney, who's kicked two goals this evening for Team Black. He'll steer one short again. Hitting up on the lead. Mark taken there by Galt. He'll launch a wedge inside 50. High ball. It'll get to the back and able to run in and dribble one home right on the siren. Just trying to pick up
Greenwood, I think.
There. It was Levi Greenwood. So he has kicked his first goal, perhaps not officially, but at least as a Magpie. So he has won. And it was a much needed one as well for Team Black. While the scoreboard is largely irrelevant here this evening, I guess at least a competitive contest being shown. Team Orange with four straight goals there, broken though by Levi Greenwood's finish from the goal line right on three-quarter time. Team Black is 7-3-45, Team Orange 10-3-63.
Well, it might be largely relevant to you, Nige, but I know out there, the fans listening at home are right on board with Team Orange. And they are desperate to see how Team Orange is going to go in this final quarter.
I'm not sure if there are Team Orange memberships available, but as we mentioned, membership.collingwoodfc.com.au or 1300 Magpie if you want to sign up as a Collingwood member in 2015. As we said, 64,500 people have already done so.
If you're not getting on board now, you just to avoid disappointment, like jump on board. 64,000 people have jumped in right now. What are you waiting for?
That I reckon half that is a good title for clubs at this time of year, but the Magpie Army is certainly out in force and in search of plenty more.